Tom, very soon it's possible you may not need any cash at all in your pocket. Facebook is Facebook announced yesterday its own cryptocurrency, a currency dubbed Libra, I think launching probably sometime maybe next year. But as you can imagine, the regulators want to take a look at this.
What is that, Sheryl Sandberg zodiac sign? I mean, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Libra, okay, and Calibra. Yeah.
People know where I am on this. Continue.
Fortunately, we have some people that are following up on some of the regulatory issues. Lydia Bayoud, she is a Bloomberg Law financial technology reporter joining us remotely. Lydia, thanks so much for joining us. So it looks like some of the members of Congress are going to want to take a look at this. What's the latest?
It's pretty much all but a certainty that Facebook executives are going to get hauled in for hearings. We've got senators saying that they have additional antitrust concerns about Facebook expanding and further into financial services. And we've got some members of the House, kind of a mix there, some saying, you know, given all of Facebook's kind of past failures with regard to consumer privacy and some other issues with their advertising system, they have a lot of concerns about their cryptocurrency project. Others saying, you know, hey, this could be really innovative. Let's hear them out.
Well, it seems like, you know, Facebook has clearly been, I think, one of the lightning rods within Washington, D.C. regulatory circles as it relates to big technology. It seems odd that they would want to go this route, get into this business, which is already a highly regulated business, that being just financial services.
That's true, but I think that they are aware of that, and also that the kind of coalition of groups, these 28-member groups with the Libra Association that they've put together to launch this project, sort of speaks to the seriousness with which they kind of understand the regulation that's coming for them.
This reminds me of banks and grocery stores, okay? Are they going to need a banking charter to pull this off? I mean, you know, let's be constructive. This is a brilliant idea. Everybody's a genius. We should definitely let innovation, blah, 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 occur. Why aren't they, but don't they need the coverage of the regulation of what I'm going to say is an amateur, is a banking charter to affect this?
It's not clear what all the regulatory steps they're going to have to go through are right now. If you read the white paper, it's pretty vague. And they also mentioned that beyond the cryptocurrency, they're considering other financial services products. So I think
what a shock
to be seen.
You know, like, I believe a charge card would be one way to goose the operating income. I mean, Lydia, come on. They can't be that naive. Do you sense at Facebook there's at least some people on the board or in management going, wait a minute, let's think this through in Lydia Bayoud's world? I mean, did anybody do that?
So folks have told me that there are a lot of discussions that have happened leading up to this and a lot more ongoing with this whole group of companies that Facebook is kind of leading on this project. But, you know, the immediate in tone of backlash from Congress may have caught them off guard. I'm not sure.
So, Lydia, is the sense that Facebook is going to have a global regulatory issue here? Is this just not
good
just
question.
The U.S. Issues, but this is going to be a global product?
For sure. And they've already encountered friction from Europe and India as well. And we'll see, you know, if they want to bring billions of people onto this new cryptocurrency platform, they're going to have to check in with everyone.
Lydia, did you ever study the Reserve Money Market Fund?
I have not.
Okay, a money market fund was at a buck, absolutely guaranteed, like the Detroit Tigers will lose tonight, Michael Barr. And it was a money market fund. And Paul Sweeney helped me here. Then there was one day where it was 0.995
broke,
or, you know,
the buck.
Broke the buck.
Right.
I read the article, the really good article, I should say, by our technology team at Bloomberg yesterday, Lydia. This thing is going to be backed by quote unquote securities.
They're talking about having it backed by a mix of securities and fiat currencies, the dollar, the euro, and some others. You know, Facebook is going to have to. That's one of the things that lawmakers want to hear from Facebook. You know, give us more details.
Fiat?
Go into depth on the privacy
say?
Policy.
Renault or fiat? What was it? Fiat what?
Fiat currency, that's the kind of term of art that they usually use in the crypto world for.
I'll give you crypto world. Honest. Fiat currencies we study in economic history, it's usually called script. And I don't mean script, I mean SC. Come on, I feel like I'm in the Confederacy here.
Yep.
I mean, I feel like, you know, she talked, Lydia Bayoud talked to Jefferson Davis, and the currency looks good.
Exactly.
Fiat's back in style.
Lydia, you didn't expect this, did you?
I'm endlessly surprised.
Lydia Bayoud, thank you so much for very serious coverage.